This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. Okay, time for our final financial feud of the day. This one comes to us from Raleigh, North Carolina. That's where Kyle and her husband David live and where they have been arguing about the cost of daycare. Hi, Kyle. Hi, David.
Hi there.
Hello.
And let's also welcome personal finance expert Liz Weston. She's our financial feud judge and jury for this money battle. Thanks for coming in, Liz.
My pleasure.
So, Kyle, we're going to start with you. Tell us why the cost of daycare is becoming a problem for you.
When I first went back to work in March, my mother was watching our daughter, and we recently learned that my parents are being transferred to Seattle, Washington.
Okay.
So now we have to find daycare, and daycare is outrageously expensive in this area. I think if I had known that before we got pregnant, maybe I would have had a child.
How much is it?
We're looking at prices from anywhere $1,200 to $1,600 a month.
David, where do you weigh in here? Do you want to pay that much? Is that too much, or what's the dispute?
Well, I think the issue between the two of us right now is trying to determine whether or not it would be worthwhile for whoever makes less money to stay at home.
Okay.
And in that case, it's actually Kyle that makes less money. So we've been trying to decide what's the best course of action. And she's on the fence. You know, she wants to stay home, and I'd prefer her to stay at work because even though the cost of daycare would take a good portion of her salary, I still think that the leftover money would be worthwhile for us to use towards other bills that we have.
And when you're talking leftover money, Kyle, what did you figure it was?
I mean, we're looking at daycare taking about 80% of my paycheck.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Liz, what do you need to know from these guys before you can help them out? What other information?
Well, are you guys planning on having another child?
Right now, no.
Okay.
No,
definitely not.
Is it just a financial decision, or is it just, you know, you're so overwhelmed at this point you can't even imagine it?
A little column A and column B.
Okay. All right. I get that.
How does health insurance come into all of this?
She's on my health insurance. My employer gives much better health insurance than his does, which is another factor.
Liz, that could be important, right?
That's actually very important. And one of the things I wanted to talk about were all the possibilities and the permutations of this. But I want to ask David one more question. David, are you worried if she stops working that she won't go back to work?
It's not that I'm not worried that she won't go back to work. It's that I want to make sure that my wife has the opportunity to further her career.
Yeah.
And
I
feel somewhat selfish in, you know, trying to push her to stay at work, but at the same time I feel that if she stops working that it's going to be much harder for her to get back in the workforce. I've heard all the stories and everything, and it's difficult for me because I feel like the bad guy anyway I cut it.
Now, Kyle, how important is that to you at this point in your life, furthering your career versus staying at home with a child?
You know, I would love to stay home with my daughter for the first year or two, but if I do that, then it does impact my career, which I don't want, and it's very difficult.
Liz, at this point, what should they be looking at that or considering that maybe they're not?
Well, it's not just money, and that's something I think they already recognize. It's not just the paycheck that's coming in and how much is going out for child care. Health care is one of the big deals, and making sure that you have coverage and that it's good coverage. The fact is, when you take time out of the workplace, it gets harder and harder and harder to get back in, and you can't really recover a lot of times the lost pay, the lost pension benefits, if there's a pension involved, even the lost Social Security benefits, which is why I like couples to talk this over and think about every possible way that they might be able to work this out. If she can go part-time and hang on to the benefits, is that an option? If they stagger their schedules, is that an option?
Kyle, what are the possibilities for a compromise, like a part-time thing where you still get benefits, that kind of thing?
That's something we've looked into. Like, I'm doing a compressed work week right now, and I've considered talking to my boss about maybe lessening my hours a little bit to take that further. But, yeah, we're trying.
David, what are you thinking at this point?
We've had the conversation where she said, you know, I don't want to pay somebody else to raise our child. And, you know, it's that you know, me too. You know, I know that my wife would be the best person to raise our child, but I think that I don't know. It's just tough.
Well, you still will be raising your child. That's the thing.
Yeah.
You're outsourcing part of this child care, but you still will spend the bulk of your time you know, with your child. It's not like you're sending them off to Siberia somewhere. But I understand, you know, this is an incredibly emotional decision.
So, Liz, final word of advice. What have we decided here?
I do lean towards try to keep a foot in the workplace, even if you do decide to quit for a while. Keep up with your network. Make sure that you're still going to professional events now and then. Mm-hmm. Talk to the people you used to work with. I mean, don't just drop it, because it is hard to drop back in. And it's
right.
And you will have a tough time making up for lost time.
Yeah. Okay. Liz Weston, personal finance expert at AskLizWeston.com. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.
And Kyle and David, they came to us through the Public Insight Network. Thanks a lot. And I'll be curious to hear what you guys decide. So let us know.
Great. Thank you.
I think she's right. She's just working to pay bills outside the house. She might as well not go to work at all.
Being able to have the relationship with your child rather than putting them in daycare trumps the financial loss.
Having job security is a lot more important. So what happens if he loses his job?
Of course she's not right. This is woman logic right here. They just want men to work all the time, pay all the bills. Yeah, that's good for you, but even if you're bringing in an extra $200 or $300 in a month, that's better than nothing.